So we just spoke with Jared Newenhouse, a council member from Bellevue. I know he's been working behind the scenes trying to figure something out. Obviously, this is good news. When did you first hear about it?
I heard about it about a week ago, that it was in the works. It sounds like they kind of solidified it this last week and announced it at the city council meeting last night. So,
what are your general thoughts? I mean, it feels in a lot of ways like this could have been a little bit more open, so you wouldn't have had to go to the media. We wouldn't have had to cover this at all.
Yeah, I mean, we ended up covering it, and it came out with a positive outcome. We have, you know, a total of 18 months of coverage, if needed. So, I mean, that's huge, and that's for every law enforcement officer on Bellevue PD, and even for anybody that works for the city of Bellevue. So, in the end, this is a good step forward, and it's a big win for everybody. Like I said in our last interview, I think it needs to change at a state level. I think we need to move farther with this. So I think there's still some more work to do. And I'll see how I'm going to try to navigate that here in the next coming year when I get back to work.
How did this get done behind the scenes? Was it your team working with the city? I know the Guild was really involved.
Behind the scenes, it was the Guild. I believe it was the Guild and the city. We're doing the negotiations, and then they presented me with what they came up with. So
the last time we spoke, obviously you had some harsh words for the city of Bellevue, certainly the HR department, which, you know, you pointed out didn't treat you with a whole lot of compassion. They were pretty cold. Does your view of the city change at all as a result of all of this?
I don't think so. I think that going forward, maybe if they make some changes quicker than what they did in this situation, it can change. But I'm glad that they came to their senses and provided and did the right thing.
Yeah, no kidding. How are you feeling? How are things developing?
I feel good. I feel good about the situation. Like I said, it's a step forward. The city provided what we asked for. It was medical benefits. It was kind of a bummer I didn't get some supplemental pay to equal out what I also wanted. But that's okay. Like I said, it wasn't really about me 100%. This is going forward for everybody. So this is a step forward to make things better for everybody.
How's the recovery going?
Same spot as last time, just still working at it, doing everything every day that I can. There's not a day I don't do something to make myself better. So,
yeah. Are you seeing improvement?
I am seeing improvement. Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Well, we wish you the best of luck as you continue to recover. I know this is going to be still a long road ahead, but at least one of the issues that do not have to burden you, at least for now, will be this coverage over the next 18 months. Hopefully, though, you won't have to use it for 18 months, and that's what we're all hoping for.
That's what I'm hoping for, too.
Ah, perfect. Well, we wish you the best of luck. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Jason Rand Show. When we come back, we're going to dive into the big local. Don't forget, our local tax expert, Greg Nunn, wants taxpayers to know the IRS is going after older cases very aggressively. So if you received a form CP-504 from the IRS, do not ignore it. Be proactive. Resolve your situation by calling Greg Nunn of Nunn Better Tax Resolution. Google NUNN, Nunn Better Tax Resolution.